This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, rasulullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi. Welcome you to the new series, Walking with the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Talking about the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But a seerah, not like any seerah, this is a special program about this man, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Prophet as a man, as a husband, as a leader, as a father, as a son, alaihi salatu wasalam. Last week we were talking about the physical attributes of the Prophet Muhammad alaihi salatu wasalam. The physical attributes of the Prophet Muhammad alaihi salatu wasalam. هو بشر ولكن ليس كسائر البشر. A human being, but not like any human being, صلى الله عليه وسلم. So we wanted to start the series by, you know, talking about the merits of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, talking about, you know, him as a man, as a Rasul, all the حقوق, you know, the حقوق of the Prophet, talking about his intercessions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we also talked about, you know, giving his description so that if you were to see him, insha'Allah ta'ala, you would recognize him as Rasulullah, you know, who says, whoever sees me in a dream, he has truly seen me. So hopefully, maybe, you know, after we describe him to you and talking about him, you shall, you know, learn to love this man who sacrificed so much for this ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hopefully you can see him, insha'Allah ta'ala, if not in this life, but in the hereafter, insha'Allah ta'ala, in Jannatu al-Firdaus. When the Sahabi who came crying to Rasulullah, saying, Ya Rasulullah, he went crying, missing the Prophet, alayhi wasalam, you know, but then he came to see him. He says, Ya Rasulullah, you know, if I miss you, I come to see you, but in Jannah, I'm thinking in Jannah, if I were to miss you in Jannah, how would I be able to see you? How would I be able to see you? Because most, you know, definitely Prophet Muhammad will be in a higher level than all of us, alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. This is in Surah An-Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whosoever obeys Allah and His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those will be resurrected amongst النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ. They will be resurrected with the prophets and the truthful, and the martyrs and the salihin and the righteous. And that is the great companionship. What a great companionship to be amongst the Prophet, to be amongst all the prophets, to be amongst the truthful, to be amongst the salihin, the righteous in Jannah. Imagine Prophet Muhammad on your right, Prophet Ibrahim on your left, then you see Musa, you see Isa, you see Adam, you see Nuh. You see all these amazing prophets. You get to see Abu Bakr and you get to see Umar. You get to see the sisters. They get to see Maryam and you get to see Fatima and Khadija, right? You get to see the wife of Imran, Al-Imran, Allahu Akbar. All these great women, you know, and great men, inshallah ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, talking about the Prophet, let me carry on the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana أظهر اللون, كان أظهر اللون. يعني when we talk about the color, يعني of the Prophet Muhammad, it's a reddish complexion. أظهر اللون, يعني he was not white, he was not dark, but it has a reddish complexion, صلى الله عليه وسلم. His head was moderately large, not small, not big, but moderate, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And his face was round and brighter than the moon, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. يعني بياضه إلى السمرة مشرب. So as I was talking about his complexion, His complexion is reddish complexion. And then we talked about the face is round, alayhi salatu wassalam. إذا ابتسم النور يخرج من وجهه الله أكبر إذا ابتسم صلى الله عليه وسلم النور يخرج من وجهه. When he smiles, نور comes out from his face صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد. أسود العينين, his eyes were black eyes, so he did not have green eyes or blue eyes, or his eyes were large, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and black, big black eyes with big eyelashes, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. أقرن في غير قرن. أقرن في غير قرن, meaning that his eyebrows they were kind of like in an arc shaped, and they look like they're attached, but they're not attached with each other. You know, it looks like they are, but they are not. And they are like an arc-shaped eyebrows, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was very smooth in his face, although he will talk about his beard. But other than the beard, the cheek was smooth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, there's some people, they have hair everywhere. They have hair growing here, growing everywhere, you know, like the whole hair, you know. But Prophet Muhammad, when we talk about his beard, he's only in the beard side. But in the cheek was smooth, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know, some people, they have hair growing everywhere. But Prophet Muhammad, his cheek was smooth, alayhi salatu wasalam. His eyes were anointed with kuhl, right? Yet they're not. You know, you look at his eyes as if they have kuhl, but they don't have kuhl. Alayhi salatu wassalam. When he gets angry, there is a vein that comes out from his forehead, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he gets angry, alaq hina, a little vein that comes out from his forehead, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. His nose was upright, or he was upright, in the middle, kida. Upright in the middle, so it's not long, not short, but upright in the middle. And his lips were filled. They were filled lips, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were not filled like with we were talking about this last week and we were laughing, some people, they use Botox. La, Prophet Muhammad had, mashallah, naturally filled lips, alayhi salatu wassalam. His hair was straight, not curly, straight. And sometimes he would braid his hair, alayhi salatu wassalam. Sometimes he would braid his hair. He sweats a lot. He used to sweat a lot. And his sweat is like, subhanAllah, lu'lu'. It's like, it's like gems coming from him. And it smells beautiful, smells like atar. His sweat smells like atar. Araquhu, smells like atar. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. And then talking about his beard, he used to have a large, thick beard. He used to have a large, thick beard. How thick? It's been narrated that when he leads the salah, you can see from his back, and if you were behind the Prophet, you will see his side beard moving, kida, moving, right? So when he's talking, this side here where his beard is, we see it moving. So he had a thick, large, thick beard, and in his beard, alayhi salatu wassalam, he had 70 gray hair. 17 gray hair, alayhi salatu wasalam, especially in the anfaqah. In the anfaqah, where كثير شعر اللحية 17 شعر بيضاء في العنفقه. What is the anfaqah? Anfaqah is right here. This is what we call in Arabic al-anfaqah, this side here, right? This beard that you have here, right here. In Arabic, it's called Al-Anfaqa. The Prophet Muhammad, the Sahaba, they counted 17 gray hair in here. Alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He had broad shoulders. His shoulders were broad. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Very broad. يعني كده. And his chest was wide as well. So he had a wide chest. Right? And broad shoulders. Alayhi salatu wassalam. So he wasn't skinny. He wasn't fat. Moderate. Alayhi salatu wassalam. And mashallah, well built, because you know, wide chest, as if he's a wrestler, but he wasn't, although he wrestled the strongest wrestler at the time and he beat him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wide chest, flat stomach. He had a flat stomach, right? He didn't have a one pack. No, he's flat stomach, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, alayhi salatu wasallam. And which means he wasn't fat, he wasn't overweight, right? And also, alayhi salatu wasallam, his back was flat. Yani his back was flat, alayhi salatu wasallam. And also, in his flat back, he had some, what it's called, the seal of prophethood on the left shoulder. On the left shoulder, he had Khatam al-Nubuwa. Khatam al-Nubuwa, the seal of prophethood, which is a round, like a round kind of thingy, you know, piece of skin in his back that's got, you know, some hair coming off of it, right? Hair coming off of it. So that's called the seal of the prophets, Khatam al-Nubuwa. So all the prophets, they used to have that seal of النبوة, the seal, يعني the خاتم النبوة. He had it in his left shoulder, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also his hair, as I mentioned, his hair was long, and it used to come down to his shoulder, and sometimes up to his ears, and sometimes he would go, يعني he would shave it, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he had long hair, sometimes it will reach his shoulders, and sometimes it will reach his ears, but behind his ears, right? Behind the ears. And then sometimes he would shave off his hair, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he had raqaba tawila. Yani his neck was long. MashaAllah. These are traits of a handsome man, of a good looking man, of a very, very handsome man. You know, all these traits I'm talking about, you know, the eyes and the lips and the cheek and the chest and the shoulders and the back and the back was flat, and you know, all these are sign of the beauty of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, raqaba, so the neck was long, you know, short, like it was a, you know, long neck, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Right? Talking about more about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had very soft hair that grew from his chest. Yani it's not like a very hairy chest. Very smooth hair that grew from the chest to his navel, right? Navel. To his navel. So it's like, you know, from the navel up to his chest, that's what he had, you know, his hair, alayhi salatu wassalam, and very smooth hair. Yani, it's not like, you know, hair everywhere, hair, that. Very smooth from his chest down to his navel, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No hair in his belly. No hair in his belly. But just the chest, you know, and the chest and the belly, they were leveled, right? The chest and the belly, they were leveled, because like I mentioned, the flat belly, so it was leveled, and so the hair was just like very, very smooth hair from his chest and then down to his navel, alayhi salatu wasalam. He had long arms and legs. Ya salam. Long arms and legs as well. And he used to have big hands. His hands were big. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His hands were big. Alayhi salatu wasalam. But they were soft. Soft. Softer than silk. His hands were soft. Softer than silk. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he had, you know, his foot was like flatted foot. And when he walks, he would walk fast. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Ida masha asla'. Right? Ida masha asla'. So when he walks, he used to walk fast. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is with regard to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam, in a nutshell, describing him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? And after finishing his description, I want to talk about quickly, why do we need to study the seerah? What are the lessons that derive from the seerah? And then we will talk about the world, you know, before the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just so you can see the, you know, what he had to deal with sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us talk about, you know, why do we study the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But first and foremost, brothers and sisters, those on Facebook and those on Instagram, كيف حالكم? How are you doing today? How's everybody doing, inshallah ta'ala? I hope you guys are doing okay. I hope you guys are keeping safe. I hope everybody's staying healthy, inshallah ta'ala. Despite all that is going around, you know, with this pandemic, and it's getting worse and worse. But I hope you people, like now, we're living with it. But at the same time, we're very vigilant and careful. Whatever we are, I hope, inshallah ta'ala, that you're keeping, you know, your social distancing, and you're keeping your masks on, and all the precautions that you're taking. Of course, putting your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still, we have to be really vigilant, inshallah. Alrighty. So, brothers and sisters, we study the seerah. Why? It's called the seerah, just so you know, seerah. You know, seerah. 1 second. The seerah, it's ala tasiru ala khuta sahibiha. A seerah, it's called seerah because in Arabic, seerah comes like walking, seer. This is why we call this series walking with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walking with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. So seerah, tasir, you walk. We walk upon the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. We learn many lessons. Lessons in giving. Lessons in sacrifice. Lessons in hope and to never despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lessons in sincerity. Lessons in planning. Because we will see how Prophet Muhammad, as he was a leader and the best of planners as well. You know, he used to plan, alayhi salatu wasalam. Lessons in management, administration. Lessons in dealing with people, dealing with one another. Lessons in, you know, the art of dealing, the art of convincing, the art of influencing people as well, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The talking about lessons in how can we keep families together, lessons in keeping families together as well, inshallah ta'ala. So please, brother Naeem Banat has just shared with us the YouTube channel, my YouTube channel. Please subscribe to that YouTube channel, right? It's on Facebook. You know, subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com. Riyad Arwazazi, Arwazazi, right? So you can just, you know, go to YouTube and type in, you know, Riyad Arwazazi. Inshallah, you'd see my YouTube channel, and then you can subscribe to it. There are all the series, all the lessons. You will find them there, and much, much more, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, we study the seerah, brothers and sisters, because it is, you see, we're talking about a renaissance, the greatest renaissance in history. Why am I saying the greatest Renaissance in history? Because you will see this man who was born in the desert, right? He had no brothers, no sisters. His parents died in a very young age, and he was ummi, illiterate, alayhi salatu wassalam. He had to deal with jahiliya, people in jahiliya, and you will see how these people were and why we call them jahiliya, jahil, and why it is called really jahiliya, and how the Prophet ﷺ had to change that, that not only that region, but subhanAllah, the region and the rest of the world, because of the rahmah that he brought in, alayhi salatu wassalam. When we talk about, role models, the greatest role model of all time, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. Yes, when we finished the series talking about prophets, right? We finished series talking about prophets. It was an amazing series. But, you cannot, when you see, for instance, if I were to tell you an example as Isa, can you take Isa as role model? Isa, you can take him as role model. He was a poor man. Yes, poor man. The poor people can take him as role model. He was Shab Sabir, he was a young man, patient, persevered, so you could use him, but he was not a husband, alayhi salatu wasalam. He wasn't a father. You could, for instance, I'll give another example. Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman, he was adil, he was malik, hakim, a ruler. He was just ruler. He was very, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given him a great kingdom, right? A great dominion. So, but you cannot use him as an example of faqir. The Prophet was faqir at the same time. He was ghani, but he was also faqir, alayhi salatu wassalam. But Prophet Muhammad, you could use him as role model from every aspect. From every aspect, right? You could look at all the prophets, but Prophet Muhammad, any aspect you will find, if you can use that aspect to mimic him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he went through all the circumstances and all situations, alayhi salatu wasalam. Hakim, mahkum, he ruled, but before that he was ruled as well, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was da'if, he was weak, and then he was qawi as well. He was strong when he was forming and building the ummah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Mu'ahid, musalim, how he treated the Arabs and dealt with the Arabs, how he dealt with the Ajam, non-Arabs, how he dealt with the Jews, how he dealt with the Muslims, how he dealt with the poor, how he dealt with the rich. If you were rich, you can use him as a role model. If you are poor, you could use him as a role model. Alayhi salatu wasalam. You're a ruler, you could use him as a role model. You're a leader, you could use him as a role model. Father, husband, you choose it. You name it, you can find him as an example, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Alayhi salatu wasalam. If you are qadi, you could also use him as an example. Qadi, as a judge, you could use him as an example, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The greatest shakhsiyah, the greatest personality in the whole world, alayhi salatu wasalam. We are talking about Shakespeare, but Shakespeare in writing, right? Shakespeare in writing, Napoleon in harb, in war. Maybe you could, we were talking about Napoleon, the master, the how brilliant he was in administrating, a war and a battle and whatnot. Talking about Gandhi in siyasa, in politics. Talking about Voltaire, the French Voltaire in intellectuality. Talking about, like I said, Shakespeare in terms of writing. But Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, comprehensive man alayhi salatu salam. You can relate to him in every way, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A husband, a leader, a father, insan, a human being, just a regular person. You could use him as any, you know, anybody could use him really as an example, as a role model, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his akhlaq, if he was to get angry, how he gets angry? Has he ever hit anyone, alayhi sallam? Has he ever, you know, spoken any foul language, alayhi sallam? Has he ever used any foul language, any unnecessary language, alayhi sallam? How did he, his patience, his patience, his dua, his salah, has he ever lied? Has he ever deceived? Has he ever lied to even his enemies? Has he ever deceived his enemies? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Has he ever cheated? Alayhi salatu wasalam. Whether Muslims or not Muslims? No, he has never done so. Alayhi salatu wasalam. So, azim al-shakhsiyah, a great personality. A great, great personality, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, brothers and sisters, insha'Allah ta'ala, let's look at the world before the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay? The world before the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, after the death of Isa alayhi wa sallam, so the world was split into two main powers, all right? I hope you're taking notes, you guys. Those of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram, I hope you're taking notes. Worldwide, there were two main powers. There were two main powers. There was that Castilianism social system, tabaqat. You know, like tabaqat, levels. The social system being used at the time is the system of Castilianism, yani tabaqat. And the two main powers, like you may say today, you know, Russia and USA, you know, the Americans and the Russians, maybe the two superpowers. All right. At the time, you had the Romans and the Persians. All right. The Romans and the Persians were the two most superpowers of the time. The Christians, after the death of Isa alayhi salam, 500 years later, the Christians also split into three groups. Right? This happened 500 years after the death of Isa, because when Isa was there, right, people were still following the religion of Tawheed, of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were still worshipping Allah azza wa jal. They were not worshipping people. They were worshipping Allah azza wa jal. They were not worshipping Isa alayhi salam. They were worshipping Allah azza wa jal. But then 500 years later, even the Christians themselves, of course, they deviated and they got split into three groups. The first group, it's the group that believe that Isa alayhi salam is God. The first group believed that Isa alayhi salam, or deemed Isa to be God, wal'iyadu billah. The second group, they believed that Isa was son of God. And the third group is the group that believed in Trinity. So, with regard to the first group, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, says in the Quran, talking about, you know, the first group. The first group, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to those who believe that Isa was God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 17. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 17. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ They have committed kufr. Those who claim that Isa is, that Allah is Isa. Right? They have committed kufr. Who? Those who claim that Allah is Isa ibn Maryam. So the first group is the group who believe that Isa is God. The second group that believe that Isa is son of God, this is mentioned in Surah Maryam, verse number 88. Surah Maryam, verse number 88. The first group is Surah Al-Ma'idah, what verse number, brothers and sisters, just to see if you guys are taking notes. Those who claim that Allah is Isa, or that Isa is Allah. What verse and what chapter? What verse and what chapter? Yes, Sister Yashmin, This is verse number 17. And what chapter? What chapter? Layla, A7. 17. You just... Al-Ma'idah. Right, Al-Ma'idah. All right, Surah Al-Ma'idah. And then group number 2 is Surah Maryam, verse number 88. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدًّا تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدًّا أَنْ دَعَوْا لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدًا They're saying, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا. And they claim that Ar-Rahman, يعني Allah, has begotten a son. And they claim that Allah has begotten a son. This is the third group, second group who believe that Allah, that Isa is the son of God. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا. And they claim that Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, Ar-Rahman, the most compassionate, has begotten a son. And the third group, my brothers and sisters, those who believe in Trinity. Those who believe in Trinity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 73. Al-Ma'idah, verse number 73. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةً لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةً. They have committed kufr. Indeed, they have committed kufr. Those who claim in Allah that Allah is Trinity. ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةً. It's three Trinity. Meaning, you know, the God, the Father, and the Spirit, or the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, whatever. God, the Father, I'm sorry, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit. Thalithu thalatha. So they, and it may, for them it makes sense, but it makes no sense. Even for them it makes no sense, but, you know, three in one and one in three. Three in one and one in three. Yani, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, these are three in one. I have no idea, but this is what they believe. And does it make sense to them? Even for them, it does not make sense, but they just believe in it as is. So these are the three groups that split after the death of Isa alayhi salam. With regard to the Arabs, my brothers and sisters, I'm giving you the, you know, how was the world before the coming of the Prophet Muhammad. Talking about the Christians, talk about the Jews, and also the Arabs. With regard to the Jews, with regard to the Jews, my brothers and sisters, also they deviated. A lot of them, astaghfirullah, accused Allah of names. A lot of them accused not only Allah of names, they also accused the prophets of names. They cursed Yaqub, they cursed Ibrahim, they cursed many prophets, wal'iyadu billah. So also a lot of, you know, of the Ben Israel, they also deviated, wal'iyadu billah. With regard to the Arabs, let's talk about in Yemen. What was happening in Yemen? There is this qawm called Saba'. There is this nation called Saba'. Listen up. This is really interesting. Because this will lead to, you know, what something's getting, you know, to the birth of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. These people, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions them, the people of Saba', they were very, very, you know, in Yemen, they were very strong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with so many blessings. In terms of fruits and vegetables and, you know, all the goods, subhanAllah. So much so that they had, you know, lands and fields that where vegetables grow and where fruits grow, if a woman was to cross with her basket, imagine, if a woman was to cross with her basket from the beginning of a field to the end of the field without cutting or without picking any fruits, by the end or by the time she crosses out the field, her basket will be filled with fruits. The fruits, subhanAllah, they used to fall just by themselves, kida, from trees. Allah has blessed them with so much. Khair kathir, so much good, so much khair. But they disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They disbelieved in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ جَنَّتَانِ عَنْ يَمِينٍ وَشِمَالٍ جَنَّتَانِ. Allah calls it جَنَّتَانِ. These gardens, garden on from the right and gardens from the left. كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لَهِ بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ فَأَعْرَضُوا فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِمِ وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ جَنَّتَيْنِ ذَوَاتَيْ أُكُلٍ خَمْطٍ وَأَثْلٍ وَشَيْءٍ مِّنْ صِدْرٍ قَلِيلٍ. What happened, my brothers and sisters, because these people were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not believe in Allah azza wa jal. In fact, they were spreading mischief, wal'iyadu billah. So what happened, brothers and sisters, they had this dam. There was this dam that was helping with the water flow and whatnot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just, subhanallah, sent upon them fi'ran, mice. A mice that were destroying that dam slowly, slowly, slowly. They were destroying the dam. And then the dam, subhanAllah, got destroyed. And then the water overflowed. And all the gardens that they were having, they were, you know, all the gardens, subhanAllah, were destroyed. They did not, people, they were not ungrateful. They were ungrateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla. They were not thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had so much good. But because they did not thank Allah Azza wa Jal and they did not believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal sent a small animal, mice, destroyed that dam, which in fact caused, you know, flood to happen, and the fields and all that good were destroyed. So this happened in Yemen. Brothers and sisters, why am I saying this? This story happened 120 years before the birth of the Prophet Muhammad. This happened 120 years before the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, what happened to the Arabs? The Arabs, by the way, just so you know, the Arabs from the, this is in Yemen, but in the Arab Peninsula, the origin of the Arabs are from Qahtan. It's a tribe called Qahtan. This is what they call Arab Qahtaniyin, right? So the origin of the Arabs. So what happened was the story of Ibrahim, we mentioned, we talked about during the story, you know, the stories of the prophets, when we mentioned Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know, with his wife Hajar and his son Ismail, when he left them in the valley, right, in the desert. You know, we remember that story. So Ismail alayhi salam, he married a woman from, you know, Jurhum. Jurhum, they came from Yemen. After that dam, as I mentioned earlier, when the dam got destroyed, when the dam was destroyed, those people left Yemen. They left Yemen looking for a place to live. So this Qabila Jurhum, they moved into, you know, Arab Peninsula, and then Ismail alayhi salam, he married a woman from, you know, as he was growing up, he married a woman from Jurhum, Jurhumiyya, right? From the son of Qahtan. The origins are Qahtan. Yani you may say that the origins of the Arabs are from Yemen. You may say that the origins of the Arabs come from Yemen. So the Arabs, they lived in Tawheed for centuries. They followed Tawheed, the religion of Ibrahim, for centuries. Until a man by the name of Amr ibn Luhay. Listen up. A man by the name of Amr ibn Luhay. I want you to remember this name. He will do something. This man, Amr ibn al-Hay, he used to be a businessman, a trader. He would travel for trade. So he traveled to Asham, Syria, what's called today Syria, for trade. And then he saw something. What did he see? And what did he do? He came back. he changed the religion of the Arabs into what? How was the status of women, by the way? The status of women. In the Romans and the Persians or the Romans, women had no status, just so you know. Women, they had the lowest of all ranks. In fact, they had researched that is a woman, you know, the Romans, is a woman, is she a human being or is she a devil? This is, you know, they call it that era, the era of the Romans at the time. They used to believe that woman, she was not a human. She was, jinni, the devil. Yani the lowest of all of civilization, the lowest of all mankind, they, you know, was women regarded in that regard. So how was women regarded, you know, before the coming of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam? How many types of nikahs they used to have? In the what is called jahiliyyah. How many types of nikah they used to have? Women, how many types of nikah? What happened to al-Yemen? What happened to that man, Amr ibn Luhay, when he came back from Syria to Mecca, right? What happened? What would he introduce? What would the Arabs do? And when would the Prophet be born, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We will talk about this tomorrow, inshallah. Tomorrow, we will talk about this, inshallah ta'ala. Some of you may have smelt it. Some of you may have smelt my cliffhanger coming. So it's definitely one cliffhanger, right? And I will not answer these questions. These questions will be answered tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, when we talk more about Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasalam, before the birth of the Prophet alayhi wasalam. We're paving the road now. What are we doing? We're paving the road for the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. All right, we're going to talk more because it's very important. It's very important that you and I understand history before the coming of the Rasulullah alayhi wasalam. It's very important. History, my brothers and sisters, really, you know, when people, they say history repeats itself, history, you know, it's really, we have to study history. Things that are happening today in America, things happening today in this whole world. If you study history, you will understand. You will understand why things are happening the way they're happening today. You want to repeat? Let me repeat. If you were to study history, you will understand why things are happening today the way they're happening. So it's very important that we study history. And this is why I'm talking about history before the coming of the Prophet Muhammad and before the birth of the Prophet Muhammad. So tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be, you know, talking more about the history before the coming of the Prophet, you know, and then we will talk about the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قمرون 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 سيدنا النبي قمرون وجميل 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 سيدنا النبي وجميل صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And let me tell you something from Morocco. أنا مني فياش أشعلي مني نخلق من رزقي لاش والخالق يرزقني أنا مني فياش أشعلي مني نخلق من رزقي لاش والخالق يرزقني اللهم صل على المصطفى حبيبنا محمد عليه السلام اللهم صل على المصطفى حبيبنا محمد عليه السلام. صلوا على النبي. Send your salutations about Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد. My brothers and sisters, I shall see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Those of you who've come in late, please go back and watch the series. It is, all the sessions are recorded on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. Go to my YouTube channel and watch all these sessions and other and previous sessions as well, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair, my brothers and sisters. We see you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 p.m. UK time. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, my brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum.